Okay. Page 38. Simon Resh Nun Beis. We'll be learning Sivav, Siv Zayin tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. And hopefully we'll be starting some of the halachos of Shia, which is Resh Nun Gimel as well, with the interesting Akdoma and introduction of the Mishnah Bura. Okay, Simon Resh Nun Beis, Sivav tells us the following. Lo Yetze Odom Erev Shabbos is now going final few points and thoughts and considerations in terms of preparations on Erev Shabbos. And we're learning now that Lo Yetze Odom, a person should not go out Erev Shabbos on Friday, Somor L'Hashecha, which is before Shkia, and the Bialocha says it's a half an hour before Shkia. Somor L'Hashecha is a half an hour before Shkia, the Bialocha tells us. Pemachtoi, with his needle, Beyodoi, in his hand, Feloi Bekulmasoi, and not with his pen, like a quill, thank you very much. Why? Shema Yishkach V'yetzei. If you're walking around with him, maybe you're going to end up forgetting, you're going to carrying on Shabbos. Remember, we're talking about half an hour before Shkia, so pretty close to Shabbos. We're worried that if you're holding these items, you're likely to forget and you're going to carry them on Shabbos as well. However, Mutter, Avol Mutter, Lot says, Betfilin, but you are allowed to walk around with your tefillin, but you're not allowed to walk around with your tefillin because you're not going to forget them. Now, tefillin is, nowadays, we do not wear tefillin the whole day, but in the times of Shulchan Aruch, and certainly in the times of the Tanoim, you would wear tefillin the whole day, and we're not concerned you're going to be forgetting them because you'll remember to take them off. Now let's see what Mishnah Berurah says over here to clarify the whole seif a little bit. B'machtois, if cotton nun aleph, boarding sh'oich eshach if it's biyoda. It's not just a needle. It's not just a pen. It's in fact any other item. Any item they are holding, someone like hashecha, you better watch it. Is it something you're going to end up potentially, perhaps, walking out with it before on Shabbos? So you better watch what you're holding. It's not just a needle. If you are a tailor, it's not just a pen, it could be, if you are a sofa, it's any potential item you're holding, you better watch it. Biyodin, vuadin kshiyesh lo, nun base, if got nun base, biyodin his hand, vuadin kshiyesh lo shachef, it's munach loy bekisoy. It is now. So in his hands, okay, we can hear, you need to be careful. But that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. Because Mishnah Berurah tells us, it's not just items in your hands, you also have to watch having items in your pocket, which is probably even more. So you need to watch. So it's not just a needle, and not just a pen, and not just half an hour before Shkia. In fact, it's any item, and not just in his hand, it's also in the pocket. So the Shulchan Aruch is only bringing one little case, but really the rule behind it is a lot larger than that. Because the rule is you're only chayev on Shabbos for Melech's Hoytzah, if you are carrying something in its regular way. So if you have an item in your hand, which is normally held with your hand, and you are carrying that on Shabbos, you chayev chatos for Melech's Hoytzah. But there's also many items that is quite regular and quite normal to have them in the pocket. And any item that you normally have in your pocket, that's also considered derech hoitzah, the normal way of carrying it. And a person who would have a certain item in his pocket that is regularly kept in a pocket, that would be considered, that's not derech hoitzah bekach, and that's not chayef chatos, that's not medereise, but that would only be, that would be considered loike derech hoitzah, and only be medrabonon. You're not allowed to walk out of your house with items in your pocket half an hour before Shabbos. Shema, perhaps Yishkach, you'll forget. You're going to walk out with them on Shabbos as well. So you need to be careful that your pockets are emptied before half an hour before Shabbos. If you're on your way out. Now the Mishnah Berurah says the complex tweak. He says as follows. What happens if you've got a needle which is actually attached to your suit? Or you've got a needle or a safety pin, let's put it that way, which is attached to your trousers. You know, the thing was got loose. What's called? Yeah, and you want to put the safety pin there. So with that, would you have to take it off as well or not? And what? Yeah.
So presumably it's a different halacha if you have a safety pin because it's conducting the dry cleaners than if you have a safety pin which is actually holding your trousers.
Yep. It is a different halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Av mutar lo tzitzit rishus rabim sum lechashech v'machet chuv lebigdoy. But if it is something which if it's attached to your garment and the pin, for chol chiyotze bazen, anything similar to that, be'inin shimo yotze b'shabbos potum de'raisa. If it's in a way that will not be considered derech chotzah, because it's not a regular way. It's not a regular way really to go out like this. It's irregular. You normally wouldn't have a safety pin like that. If it's an irregular way, it's not the regular way to normally carry around a safety pin. If it is the irregular way, then it's not osum d'raisa, and Chum didn't make gzera that you're not allowed to walk out without pesumach l'chasheicho. Although it's osum d'rabbanon, it goes with chazal gzera l'gzera. It's gzera l'gzera, which Chum never made gzera l'gzera, therefore would be permitted to walk out with a safety pin or a needle, which is not in attached the normal way that you normally walk out with this, that chachomim is only if you carry that on Shabbos. It's only midrabanon. It's not the normal way. It's only midrabanon. Hotzah is only if you carry the regular way. If it's not the regular way, it's attached in an irregular way. It's not the normal way of going out. Then it's only also midrabanon on Shabbos, and therefore the knock on of that is that the gzera before Shabbos is gzera legzera, which chachomim didn't ask. Nowadays, that all our domains are generally considered kamelis and not rishus rabim deraisa. Shori lotzis bechevet shbiodos umen chasheicha. Hanu koydim shkia to lehave legzera legzera. Miu ledas habe poiskim amechabe bechtolom kam bezman azeik rishus rabim kmoi shemuchpasim shin memhei. Right, now the Mishnah Berurah says over here a very, very interesting chiddush in the name of the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Yisrael, we just learned now that there's an issa to carry, to walk around. If you're going out of your house, don't walk around with, what's an item you'd normally be holding?
Keys.
Don't walk out of your house half an hour before Shkia with a bundle of keys. Why? Because you may end up walking with them on Shabbos as well. Rabbi Yisrael, is that really what people do? Is that really a no? What would you say?
No, you'd
your weekday clothes, though. You're right. People generally will walk out the half an hour before Shkia holding keys. I think that's true, you're right. What else would people, would you walk out half an hour before Shkia, before Shabbos starts? Would you walk out with you, would you hesitate to walk out with a bag with you? Okay, well, we'll get to that. 1 second, you're jumping the gun, you're quite right. 1 second, yeah, you're right.
But handkerchiefs, people.
Yeah, people would walk out with it, yeah.
I mean, without reference specifically to this halakha, people who are coming back from work are going to be carrying whatever they
carry. Definitely will.
And then they're going to have a shower and then they're going to get changed in the shower's clothes.
Yeah.
So it's different.
So why is that okay? So we're learning now in Magen Avraham, based on what we just learned now, that there is a rule that Chachomim only made this gzeira if it's leading on to a potential Doraisa Issa. If it's not leading on to a Doraisa Issa, that's what we call a gzeira legzeira. Chachomim never made an Issa Drabonon Issa Drabonon. Now, if you really carry, and there's an Issa Doraisa, then Chachomim said, that carrying, you're not allowed to even half an hour before Shabbos, because it's on a Drabonon leading on to Doraisa. In a half an hour, you're going to be carrying with Doraisa, so we don't let you do that even half an hour before Shabbos. However, if the carrying on Shabbos would merely be a Drabonon, whatever the reason may be, so the half an hour beforehand is a Gzera Legzera, which Chomim didn't ask and would be permitted. And so the example that the Mishnah Berurah says is that what happens if the carrying in the domain is not Rishus Rabim Doraisa, it's only a Karmelis. Now we all know, carrying in a Karmelis is also Medrabonon. Midrabanon. Carrying in a Karmelis is only Midrabanon. Whether it's from Rishus Yochit to a Karmelis, whether it's from Rishus Rabim to a Karmelis, whether it's a Karmelis from a Karmelis within a Karmelis, it always remains an Issa Drabanon. So therefore, if you're carrying on Shabbos, we're saying, if there's only Karmelis, right, there's no Shrabim Doraisa, if everything is Karmelis, so the carrying will only be Drabanon. So therefore, the half an hour before Shabbos, it's going to be, half an hour before Shabbos is going to be mutter, because it's gzera l'gzera. Now, the Mogravom therefore says that the Issa doesn't apply anymore at all. Even if you were to find it, appears from Mognavom, a very, the Rosh Hashanah and the Reiser, without going into discussion now, his Chum seems to be saying that nowadays, all the Gzera is, everywhere is Karmelis. Everywhere is Karmelis. And therefore, the Issa doesn't apply. So therefore, nowadays, there's no problem in carrying, according to Mognavom, there's no Issa to carry, to take out a whatever your item is, half an hour before Shkir, because it's Gzera l'Gzera. Yeah.
Interesting that you can apply the fact that there are no more Rishiyos Deraisa, and therefore the Gezeris going to be.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
You won't apply it to a good medicine.
You won't, yeah.
Because I would suggest that most people, where are most Jews living these days? Either in the States or in Israel. Now, if you're working in Manhattan, there's no question that Rishiyos Working in central London, there's certainly
Rishiyos Rabban Deraisa. Well, it's not, I wouldn't say certainly, but there is a strong tzad.
It's, yeah, okay. Certainly, if you're going to have an easier time finding Rishiyos Rabban Deraisa than you are going to find someone blinding their own medicine.
Yeah.
It seems more mechidish
than. It's definitely a big chidish. It's definitely a big chidish, and I'll tell you more, I agree with you. Because the comparison of the gzera to the gzera l'gzera is also the of the end of chotzo bekach to compare that to karmelis is also very big chiddush. It's very, definitely very big chiddush. That's considered end of chotzo, and that's considered, and because of that we don't say gzera l'gzera, and because of that Mugnavom applies it over karmelis, not saying gzera l'gzera. That's a very big chiddush. But either way, let us carry on. So the Shulchan Aruch continues and says the following: Mitzvah Shulchan Aruch, second halacha in last final halacha of the Siman Reish Nun Beis. Mitzvah lemashmesh odom bekeilov be'erev Shabbos. It is a mitzvah to touch and to feel bekeilov in your garments, in other words, in your pockets. Be'erev Shabbos on Friday. Some rashecha before Shabbos, half an hour before Shabbos. Shloye dova also lotzis, but be Shabbos that your pockets are free of any items you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. Rabbi say, mitzvah lemashmesh odom bekeilov be'erev Shabbos on rashecha. You've got to check your pockets. You must check your pockets. Just to clarify this, let's Mishnah Berurah. Then I'm going to say with you, I want to share with you myself of the Bchem Briska, which I think is a very, very good one. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Hei says, "Pekelov means Bevgodov. B'chol Mokum Shadako Leishtamesh Boy. Every pocket that you generally use should be checked before Shabbos. Do you check your pockets before Shabbos? Quick check if anything inside it, tissues, other items. You check your pockets before Shabbos." Kissing the pockets at Furim which are attached. If you have bechoy gemok mshaminik laniach b'zeh chafetzo shemo yesh em zedov of yitzin b'shulab. Maybe perhaps there's something end up in your pocket and you want to free your pockets from anything, or maybe there's something mukta. Now, what about on Shabbos itself? You have to check your pockets. You have to, before you go out. So we learn now zalocha. You have to check your pockets on Friday before you're going out. Do you have to check your pockets on Shabbos? Do you check your pockets on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Before going out. Oh, very good. You have to check your pockets on Shabbos before you go out. Mishnah Berurah says, "You've got nun vav be'erev Shabbos, v'nireh nidapis tuhadin b'Shabbos." You have got to check your pockets on Shabbos too. Not only on Fridays, Moshele, but on Shabbos as well. You have to check your pockets. Now, if you've got a tishbekish, then we have to tzorich in. Im roitz alotz chutz la'erev u'rokel alotz bekisu da b'amut l'mutal tzorich la'mashmish b'tchila. Yeah. So you've got to check your pockets not only on Fridays, but you have to check your pockets on Shabbos as well. Rabbi Sai, what about if you have got what about if there's a place where there's an Eruv? A reliable Eruv. What about if there's a place where there's a reliable Eruv? Does the mitzvah still apply or not? Pardon? Very good, absolutely. So Mishnah Berurah says that there's two reasons why you need to check your pockets. One is for carrying, one is for mukta. And therefore the halacha applies as well. Halacha applies as well. Right, now Rabbi Sai, I want to share with you an interesting story which I think is a goyin shechab. Somebody once went to Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim Briska, the famous Reb Chaim Briska. And he asked Reb Chaim Briska the following. He said, "I've got a problem. I want to know the tshuva. I did an avera. I mistakenly carried some tissues on Shabbos And I want to know what is the correct tshuva. Now we know that the poskim describe what the correct tshuva procedures is for various averas. Sometimes a tainus is appropriate. Sometimes the equivalent of a tainus of giving money, tzedakah as a pidyon. Sometimes tefillah. Sometimes, very often tefillah. Other kaporos. There's something called tshuva zamishkal. And he wanted to know, this was a poshta yid, and he said, I don't know which kapora, what actions of tshuva do I need to do, you know, for my chetz that I did of carrying mistakenly on Shabbos. What is it? What do I need to do? Do I need to fast three consecutive Monday, Thursday, Mondays? Do I need to maybe just refrain from desserts for the next 2 weeks, which we all know is far worse than fasting? Or what should I do? What's it? So Reb Chaim Brisker answered him. It gives us such clarity in this eve. He says as follows. He says, carrying on Shabbos, mistakenly, he says, I'm not sure, says Reb Chaim Brisker, as to whether I on oines or misasek. He said, but either way, you don't need kapora. It was a complete mistake beyond your control. You walked in a way that you had petitions in your pocket. Reb Chaim Brisker says, that's an action which is not mazed, you didn't do it purposely with intention. He wasn't shoygeg either. It was probably a mice of misasek. We know the misasek is something that he's not even aware that he's doing in Avera. Right? It's something, the Gemara's case of misasek, he's somebody who's trying to pick up something from the floor, and whilst doing so, he's pulling off some grass. He didn't intend to do that, so it was an action completely beyond his remit, beyond his intention. So carrying with your tissues in your pocket, he said, that's something which is your onus. But he said, so in terms of that, you don't need to do any tshuva. You don't need to fast, nothing. But he said, well, you did another chet, and that's chet is you definitely certainly need a tshuva. So Shulchan Aruch in Tzimin Reish Nun Beis, Save Zayin, says, mitzvah lemashmish odom bekeilof. You have a mitzvah obligation to check your pockets before you're going out. He says, you obviously didn't check your pockets, and that is a pshia. That is negligence. Once you've been out and carried, you know, that's but the fact that you didn't check your pockets, that's negligence. Because Shulchan Aruch says, you have got to check your pockets. You've got to make sure that your pockets are empty before going out. And he said, that you really need tshuva. That you really need tshuva. Because that's negligence. Pure, undiluted negligence. The rest is later on. Yeah. So that's, I think it gives us a lot of clarity in this eve. Because it teaches us, it's a good demise, you know? I think it's clear, it's very clear. So a person is really obligated to make sure that his pockets are completely. I don't know what the rest of the story, actually, which is a very interesting part of the story, I don't know. what he told him, what actually the master of tshuva is, that part I don't know. But, right now, Reb Shlomo Zalman is quite goes mamish into the details of this halacha. Reb Shlomo Zalman clears and he asks, okay, what happens, you know, very often you've got in your pocket, you've got like just, do you ever steal a biscuits when nobody, you know, biscuits, you put them in the pocket? Yeah, all the time. You put them in the pockets. It's the best place. So if you don't want to be, you put them in the pocket. So now, if you've got crumbs or any leftovers of anything in your pocket, which you may, like, what is that also considered carrying? You have to hoover, like I really did see once somebody doing that. Hoover his pockets. You have to hoover your pockets or shake them out in order to make sure that they're completely, clean of anything before going out on Shabbos. What do you have to do?
Doesn't have to be a certain
shear. You see, there needs to be a certain shear. You're referring to Mishnayos in Shabbos. Yeah. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says that as far as dust, crumbs, whatever it is, if that's what you've got in your pocket, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, this is considered, you don't have to check that at all, even if there's no Eruv, even if it's Rosh Hashanah Doraisa, you don't have to worry about it, because this is something which is completely bottled to the pocket, and it's something which has no chshivas at all, no importance at all, and therefore, you don't have to worry about that at all, in terms of checking before Shabbos, carrying Melech HaZotzah. So that's something which is bottled completely, and and you're allowed to go out with it. Even if you know that you've got a bit of that in your pocket, you're allowed, you know what I'm referring to? You know what I'm referring to? You should tell your mother about it, yeah? Yeah? Even if you know you've got, you don't have to worry about it, and you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Yeah, it's a bottle. No, so it's not a dirty tissue, is not bottle, because since a dirty tissue you'd actually normally chuck, put in a dustbin, so therefore that's not something which is completely bottle. It has still some chshivas, as opposed to crumbs, which has no chshivas, and therefore it's completely bottle to the pocket. Yeah. Now, I don't know, it's actually, it's interesting that, I know that there's a mice of the stipler. Heilige Stipler was, his Yashemayim the Stipler was makpit not to put anything in his pockets, it was makpit not to put anything in his pockets, and he went so far that even on Chol HaMoed, even in Bnei Brak, where there was an Eruv, he would not put anything in his pocket because of that. Even on Chol HaMoed, because he was worried, this is not halacha, this is just an hoga. He won't put anything in his pockets on Chol HaMoed, why not? You want to wear the same trousers on Yom Tov, and you may end up forgetting. So that's taking it very, very extreme, and it's just a hanoga. It's not halacha, it's a hanoga, but it just shows to what extent a person should be careful about not putting anything in his pockets. I wonder why people are not so makbid on that nowadays. I mean, you don't know everybody, not everybody's makbid on that, and I'm not quite sure why. Some suits are mamash, you know, obviously the suits, the trousers which are like closed, yeah. Obviously, these are not pockets. But if the. Pardon? You're saying that what? Odom also lemashmi because of a chol shah.
It's unfabulable. Maybe not on Shabbos because he won't have it.
So I think that the lobby has to do with the fact that we've got, I think it could be that nowadays we're not so makbit on it. I'm just trying to be melamed chus. You don't see people being all busy with their trousers before Shabbos. I mean, some people do. Many people do. Countless people do. But some people don't. Oh, very good. So I think that is pshat. If you're trying to understand and justify the fact that many people are not makbid on it, I think the reason will be because people have got different garments for Shabbos and on weekdays. Although the halacha says you should, but maybe not everybody was able to afford it in previous generations, and therefore you would use the same trousers for Shabbos and weekdays, and you would potentially have the pockets full of it would be more likely nowadays your Shabbos trousers is less likely to have mukta items in their pockets than so maybe that's a reason to be don lekav schos, maybe to the minigah olam a little bit. Yeah.
Also, I don't know what clothes people wore back, you know, back when, but if trousers are quite tight against your skin, you are going to feel something, even if there's a tissue in your pocket, you can feel it. Which might not be, and if you've got something in your.
Yeah, but not always. If it's a suit, for instance, or sometimes. Yeah, not everybody will be so aware of that. Nobody will feel it so much. Depends on your, you know, some people won't. It depends. Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to just point out as well that the Bialocha we're learning over here that. What's the words of the Shulchan Aruch? What's the words of Shulchan Aruch? How does it start? Mitzvah lemashmish adam bekeila. What does that normally translate as? Pardon? Yeah, in Loshen Shulchan Aruch. Very good. Mitzvah in the Loshen of Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah, like we find mitzvah in Loshen HaMishnah as well. Mitzvah Loshen HaGemara doesn't mean it's a mitzvah, it's a commandment. It means that it's You should. It's sometimes misleading, in fact, that it's not a mitzvah. It's not a chayva. It's a mitzvah. It's who said rishos? It's not rishos. But that shouldn't be understood and interpreted that it's meant literally, because the Bialocha does say that it doesn't mean over here. A light level, it does say chayv adam lemashmish, because all the sources of the Gemara, they actually say explicitly that chayv adam lemashmish bekeilav, and not that it's a mitzvah only. So it really is a chayva. A person should check his pockets before Shabbos. Yeah, okay.
The first thing is, sorry, another People wash their clothes every time they wear them these days, which was not the case way back when. And so you're going to put clean clothes on, and maybe you're going to check your pockets before you put the washing machine.
Yeah, that's what you wear it. You don't wash it every time.
Of course you do.
Suit paper.
I mean, maybe you get expensive dry cleaning suits. I got kids, so I have polyester suits that go in the washing machine and the dryer, and I make sure that
Okay, so Rabbi said we learned tonight the following halachas. Before we start, we're going to start Siman Resh Nun Gimel next week. Ezer Hashem is Barach Shemoy. Today we learned the halachas of not going out on Shabbos before Shabbos, half an hour before Nacht. Person allowed to go, Shulchan Aruch says, with a needle or with a pen, because he may end up carrying them on Shabbos. We learned this doesn't only refer to those items. In fact, it refers to any item as well. You should watch it. Shulchan Aruch does say, however, that this applies only. Mishabur says it doesn't apply only if it's a chashash of the Reise, if it's only a chashash of the Rabbanon, who be gzeir. Therefore, in a place where there is no Rishus Rabbim, only a Kamelis, you wouldn't have to be so careful about that. And you don't have to check. You could walk out with anything in Samach L'chashaychom. The Siv Zayin taught us that a person should be careful to check his pockets before Shabbos, before Chashecha, because he may end up carrying either something which is Mokzeh Cholila or something which is, Oivon Hoitzah. Therefore, a person should check his pockets before Chashecha. And we learned that it's not only before Shabbos, a person also should check his pockets on Shabbos. And we learned that the Lashon Mitzvah is Lav Dafke, but actually it's a Chayva. A person should check his pockets both before Shabbos and on Shabbos prior to going out in order to avoid any potential Isurim. And we shall be starting the Halachos of Shehiyah about the preparation of preparing hot food on Shabbos, which will be Simon Reish Nogimel, Be'ezer Hashem, next week. Good evening. Good Shabbos.